Hello, my name is Peter Veit. I'm artistic coordinator of the Synode of Jette, Jet. And in general, I'm an independent artist who does lots of social artistic projects inside and outside of Brussels.
For the 2,000 people who normally are in the parade, there are 1,000 people behind the scenes doing things so that the 2,000 can be there. What are the things that you do behind the scenes?
Well, first of all, when we start up, we meet a lot of different organizations and institutions, and we try to listen to why they want to do the parade and why they want to do the project. We try to understand what their goals are or what their mission is, and we try to find a way to put them together with an artistic project. So in the first moments, we have a lot of meetings with all kinds of people, and a lot of those people don't actually parade on the day itself. So that's already a lot of people that touch the project, but that in the end are not on the stage. Specific to us is that the construction we are going to use during the parade is in fact a construction that we build with lots of kids in a neighborhood in Jette, which is called Essegem. And it's a structure that is not built for the parade, but it's built for their neighborhood. And so after the parade, we are going to put that structure in their neighborhood, and they're going to use it for the years to come.
And then do you have makeup people who do the maquillage and also dance instructors?
We had a team, an artistic team. In that team we had Mode, she designed and thought out the costumes. We have Catherine, she did dance workshops and workshops of movement. We had Sarah, she's a singer, and she did workshops with all the participants around using the voice on public spaces. And we have Elias, and he did the construction workshops in the Essegem neighborhood.
The theme this year is Trompe l'œil. What is your theme of your Synode, and how did you come about it?
For me, it started with Patrick Prosko, which is a Czech artist with a really great universe, and he uses trompe l'œil in almost all of his works. And there's a certain thing, he makes portraits of people, and if you are in the right perspective, you see the portraits, and if you turn around, you see that it's 3D, that it's a depth to it. And so we try to make an artistic project where this thing is very important, like the perspective is very important. And we wanted to show, even on the day of the parade, the depth that goes into a process like Zinneke. Because normally when you see the parade, the only thing you see is like the result. But the beauty of a project like that is not the result, it's the depth to it. It's all the way from the beginning, from the preliminary reunions, meetings, up until the final moment of the parade.
How is your dance going to show off the 3D effect?
Most of it is in the costumes, because we used two big paintings, which are going to be hung on the structure, and all of the costumes are part of the paintings, and so they are painted the same way. And they have to be 3D, if not, they won't get all into the painting. So the 3D effect is visually represented like that. Otherwise, we have a sound during our parade. Our sound will change and show the depth of how you arrive at making music for to be played in the streets during a parade. So we have like a mixture between things that are already finished and then the way to get there.
Why do you do the parade?
Why do I do parade? Because it's always one of the greatest moments of the year, because I find a lot of sense in it, because it's more than just the results, as I said, and I love giving possibilities to people to work together and trying to reunite and have people be creative. One of my greatest passions is to share the power and the fun of creativity with as much people as possible. So that's why I'm there.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.